Welcome to Alex and Annie, the Real Women of Vacation Rentals. I'm Alex.
And I'm Annie.
And we are here today with the 30A Beach Girls. So good to see you,
Thank you, Holly
and Lisa.
Thanks for having
us. Good to see you.
Yes, beautiful home. Thank you for inviting us in. And the chef's cooking behind us. And
yes.
It smells delicious.
Absolutely.
This is absolutely a gorgeous home. And so exciting to be here with you guys. Holly, we met earlier this summer. Just got to learn a little bit more about your business. And I think you've just built up this incredible female empire here, right? Of this gorgeous homes, but also a great culture within your organization. And I think the thing that stood out to me the most when we met was you really bring unique experiences to your guests. Okay. And I guess, you know, this area is known for just incredible vacations, but I think what you provide is kind of that next level.
Yes,
that,
we try.
Yeah. For our audience that doesn't know, but tell us how you got started in the business.
Absolutely. I actually got started as a housekeeping and maintenance company, and we loved the service we were providing. But we just kept hearing from everybody there was something missing, there was something missing. And so we had guests asking us to do other services besides housekeeping, and then homeowners approaching us about, you know, can you take it to this level? And it all started with the silliest texts, where we would text the guests and say, hey, here's the tide report.
Yeah.
And it was my way of getting in front of anything possibly that they needed for housekeeping or maintenance, so then it wouldn't be reflected negatively.
Right.
We wanted to be in that contact. And it just snowballed from there. And then it turned into a management company. And here we are 12 years later.
Well, it's interesting because our business as the podcaster started from a text thread.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. So it's amazing what you can accomplish through it.
We always say after
two glasses of wine,
the make best ideas start flowing. Yeah. So
really good decisions, really great ideas. But yeah. So you've been doing this now since
2012.
Oh my goodness. And this, I mean, and so I live just to hop over from in Panama City and just watching this whole area just boom. It's
crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
But one of the things that Alex and I have found, and I'm very prideful of it, is that a lot of really brilliant ideas, companies, people have come from the Panhandle.
Yes.
There's some really great leaders who have come up with really great technology, really great service levels, really great standards. And so I think you're a really shiny example of what the Panhandle kind of puts out there to the rest of the world. And so I think that you should be very proud of that, for one.
Thank you.
But I'd love to learn more about the culture that you put together within 30A Beach Girls.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's all about bringing out everybody's inner talent, I guess you would say.
Yes.
You know, everybody has that. And wherever they like to shine, we just want to build that up. And so Laura and I, Laura is one of my employees. And when we started this in the beginning together, it is all about, you know, we wanted everybody to feel like our guests. It's not just a transaction on VRBO or our website. And so it was about leaving the flowers and leaving great amenities. Right. And then, hey, it's your birthday. We're going to put up some balloons, you know, and all of those were provided and not an extra charge, you know.
Wow.
So, and then, you know, you build on it from there. So that's what we like to do. We like to find out what drives you, what drives Lisa, what drives our other employees. And then it just all comes together.
Lots of relationship is
exciting,
especially in a market like this, where I'm sure you get a lot of repeat guests.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they won't be repeat if you're not building those relationships with them. So the more that you can invest in them, you know, you're just building a business model that just keeps repeating.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just asking those right questions.
Yeah.
But at the same time, asking the questions.
Asking
you know
the
what
questions.
I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
listening.
Yeah.
It's great to ask the question, but if you're not listening to the answer, and I think that's what a lot of management companies who have not succeeded or growing or aren't establishing themselves within their customer base to be repeat is they're not listening.
Right.
They're asking, but they're just not listening.
Right.
And so we just were recently at the DARM conference in December, and there was a guest speaker there, Will Goddard, that wrote Unreasonable Hospitality.
Okay.
And he spoke about that. And I think you're another example of that unreasonable hospitality, that you were giving so much more than anybody expect. It's that surprise and delight, which from we were talking about hotel business, that's just common in the hotel business. But I think that vacation rentals are starting to adopt that, and some have been, you know, earlier adopters of it, but that's what really sets you apart from your competitors.
It is, you know, just like during Christmas time, you know, we put up Christmas trees in all of our homes.
Oh, do you?
But yes, we do. But then we take it one step further. Do your kids have a special character that they like? So we had one family that was traveling in, and the kids loved the Grinch. So we went and bought the 4-foot Grinch, and we had Grinch all over the trees.
Oh my goodness.
But then we made Grinch trees, and we like bent them over and tied them with fish wire. And those people are our guests to this day. And that was 8 or 9 years ago,
wow.
and they still come back to this day. And I was on the phone with one family and they love our pinup girl. That's our logo. Yeah, and they just kept going on about it. So I ordered all these pinup ornaments and they came in this Christmas and our whole tree's covered with pinup ornaments. You know what I mean? So it's just, you know, it, like you said, it's listening and then just taking it that extra mile.
Yeah.
It goes a long way.
And it's using the brand. I mean, that's how people remember you too. Yes. I think we're all in a crisis right now. Mm-hmm. Hashtag we are not Airbnb, that we all just kind of get plopped into that bug bin.
Right.
Sarah Bradford said on our show last week, Airbnb is not a noun or a verb. It's an OTA. But what we do is a service, and it's creating memories, building relationships.
Yeah.
Now, Lisa, you're in the revenue side of things. This has been an interesting year, I would say.
It has been.
Yeah.
So I'm retired from the hotel industry until I met Holly, and I brought my own home onto her program.
Wonderful.
And after interviewing a number of property management companies, you can see why I made my decision.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Right. And then you got a job out of it.
Exactly.
Double,
right?
Yeah.
Double the fun. So I joke, I wear the ball cap this way when I talk to Rose, her employee, and then I flip it around when I'm the homeowner to figure out how we accomplish something at the home.
Amazing.
So,
yeah,
I should have probably gotten
a hobby before I retired, because after 10 weeks, I didn't know
what to do.
And so it just all kind of fell in place, and I sold large platforms, enterprise level platforms, to the hotel industry for channel management distribution.
Oh, really?
And it just kind of worked out. Worked out really well, because during COVID, obviously, we saw a lot of demand.
Yeah.
There wasn't a huge increase in supply. And so it was really a perfect market for a property manager to grow and to take these kinds of risks and create memories during a time where we needed it. And now that's transitioning into a more competitive marketplace.
Yeah.
And we're having to do things more like the hotel industry in terms of earning that business. And not just setting a rate and expecting a Saturday to Saturday stay.
Exactly.
So lead times and, you know, the whole market is changing.
Now, do you deal with the homeowners if they have questions on pricing and why you've made certain decisions, or is that a more of a property
Well, all homeowners are created, not created.
Right.
We know,
And so there are some property managers that have great relationships, just like we have with guests, that, you know, text at any time of the day or night for quick answers. And then there are other homeowners, depending on their background, that want to dig in deeper and they want to talk about RevPAR. And then I can have those conversations. Like, very excited.
I feel like I've been training for this whole life.
Are you ready for it?
One thing that we've found, and I came from the hotel business too, and so when I was in condo management back in the late 90s and then the early 2000s, I mean, we were using all the hotel thought processes, but it was easier because it was condos. When you deal with homes, it's a little different. I found there was a lot of rigidity within people who were from the hotel side trying to adapt to vacation rentals and vice versa. But the vacation rentals understanding that you needed to be dynamically priced and really understanding what the market was doing, not what you wanted the market to do.
Could not agree more. And I think owners in the hospitality industry are different than owners of properties, right?
Sure.
So depending on their background, it's easy to enjoy the great times of COVID and want that to continue in terms of revenue production. And but there's a lot we wouldn't want to hold on to, for sure. And I think not believing that that is the new norm has been the hardest. It's a big challenge. And I think one of the things, as you said, in key data webinars or any of the webinars in our industry, is that, you know, you hear continuously about rate, you know, pressure on rate. And while I think it's easy to say that rate is coming down, but depending on when your homeowner bought that home, that is the big factor. There are people that purchased here in 38, 8 or 10 years ago. They can move with those swings. Those natural economic cycles that we have.
The ones in the last 18 months, not so much.
And those are the ones that we struggle to, because we understand that maybe they went in with a very different expectation, and we sort of have to be the handholder to say, I'm sorry to tell you that it may not pan out the way you're expecting. And those are probably the most challenging, because we personally feel, I know as a homeowner.
And you were the one that sold it to them, but unfortunately you're having to deal with the unrealistic expectations.
Expectations were just very false during that time. You know, it was great. We call it a unicorn year.
It
was a great, beautiful year.
Nobody would ever want to do it again.
Exactly.
I mean, if you can have the money without the pain.
But do you sell real estate also?
No, I don't.
You know, do you work with the real estate community? I'm sure you've
been stuck
somewhere.
Yeah, there's several.
There's several people we love working with.
That's one thing that we've really tried to focus on, is that in various markets, is, and I say this all the time because I was in OTA and channel management, and so the revenue management component is really key, but the problem is that you can't say it's the same in every market. Every market is different. You have to understand. And just along the Gulf Coast, I mean, you look at 30A and just within 30A, Alice Beach is different than Rosemary Beach is different than.
Exactly.
So all of those and having the understanding and the nuances of all of that. So you mentioned Key Data. So you use them. Yeah. Are there other platforms that you're using for your pricing?
At the moment, we're using Key Data almost exclusively because the market is shifting so much that this predictive pricing, for me, I haven't found anything that really is on par with the kind of data input that I require in order to make better decisions.
Well, and that derived data versus scraped data is so important. I talk to people all the time, and they'll ask me, like, well, what should I use? I want to use X, Y, or Z. And I'm like, if you can get wherever you can get the best real data, the real actualized data, you want that first and foremost. Yeah. But supplemented, I think every person that I've ever consulted with in the last 10 years is using Key Data and another, wheelhouse or AirDNA or...
I'm going to leave some vendors out, but we have tried. We've tried.
In earnest.
Just how it works. But I think at the end of the day, this is such a transition.
Yeah.
And the hockey stick growth that Holly and 38 Beach Girls has experienced combined with the vast amount of inventory, that the influx of inventory, those homes, even if they're beautiful and they're outside of the four bedroom and they're highly sought after, if they're new to program, they're going, I call it a build year.
Yeah.
And I try to prepare homeowners. I think it's so important that you have the conversation at the beginning of the relationship.
Yeah. Not six months into it.
No, you don't take the real estate projections and then quietly just try to make that happen. I think you need to sit down and we talk about build year with every new homeowner that comes on.
So really smart.
So it's really difficult to use a traditional revenue management system entirely. I can make some decisions and reflect on some of the some of the pricing recommendations, but in general, I'm a controller, so I need to have my hands on it.
Yeah, I always looked at that. It is just very much, again, it's that the hotel statement of don't set it and forget it. You know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You have to have understanding of the market. You know, it's a lot of gut instinct too.
It is.
And it really is knowing your homeowners. So having that conversation from the very beginning is so important. And I don't think that enough people are actually doing that. I think that there's too many people. And we've talked to quite a number of people that are in markets where there's a lot of the Airbnbers, if you will. They've got one unit and they're the ones that are causing these huge fluctuations.
Right.
Because they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so desperate. I'll sell it for $25 a night. You know, they'll do anything.
Yeah. So there's a big dog that likes to do that too.
There's
an every market.
Every market has a lead dog, but you don't want to be in that view behind them, right?
It is almost a question that some people just aren't comfortable. It's kind of like asking for the money. And so some people just don't want to ask for the money. So it's kind of hard to ask your homeowners that question, but you've got to ask.
You have to.
You have to know where they're coming from.
Absolutely.
What about other software vendors? Like, what else is part of how you make this whole operation run?
We're with Streamline. We use Streamline as our platform.
Excellent. They're a great software.
Streamline. We love Breezeway. We do Breezeway for all of our task management. We couldn't say we couldn't be more happy with Breezeway.
Yeah.
And we use Slack as well.
So yeah, okay.
That's our main showroom.
So how many units are on program right now?
167.
167, that's a large number, especially when you're dealing with large homes and the traffic and the sprawl. What's the distance between your furthest?
So we have a couple on PCB and a couple on Miramar. So we've got about a 26-mile stretch.
Yeah, which could take you 2 hours in summer.
It's not too bad. I'm jumping on 90. And we recently just relocated our office to Panama City Beach. We were in the middle of 38, and it's actually easier to get to every door from 98 being in.
And you probably try to make your morning run before everybody's up and milling around
So behind us, we've got a amazing meal that is being cooked. We're just pretending like it's not happening. But
it's hard to talk. My mouth is watering.
Yeah, I know. It
smells amazing. But is there any way to like introduce scratch and sniff on this?
Right, exactly. Like, trust us. It smells really good.
Yeah.
So this is just one of many experiences that you offer to your guests that they're able to book. Tell us a little about how they book this chef experience in the home.
So when people book with us, we like to reach out. If it's not somebody that has booked with us before, we like to reach out. What are you coming in for? It might not be for anything. It might just be for, to come in for vacation, or it might be a special occasion, but we just kind of start introducing them to things that we have. I would say Instagram is the biggest driver of everything that we do. So a lot of people will call us and go, hey, set us up. We want a chef. We want a pontoon. Just do it, put it together. We're going to show up. And we love that. We love it. We call it a turnkey vacation. So whoever we can connect the dots with, we try to do it with them.
And you do the Jeeps too, right?
Yes. I own several Jeeps. And then we have Broncos as well. So we rent those out. And we do package deals with all of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think this definitely is on the list for a girl's.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, exactly. We know where to book next time. We
know. Yeah, you bring in, you know, massage therapists, couples. Oh. We do all of it. So, yeah. I mean, we haven't come across a question we haven't been able to do for somebody yet. Wow.
So,
request.
So, you know, no, on that, because I'd love to ask for like,
well, it's massage.
We asked the chef what his like craziest meal situation was. What has been your craziest ask of somebody? Oh,
okay. A male stripper.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not exactly like that.
They were very specific with what they wanted. We found it.
Okay, let me know
for you. That number of times.
My 40th birthday party was coming up this year. I tell you about this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow.
That was awesome.
I mean, that's reasonable. I guess.
Yeah, that's reasonable. The boats, how are you booking those?
So we work with another company, so we just connect up with them. So we've got a special code that we use, and we pass it on to the guests. So certain things, they've got to book themselves because there's waivers.
Yes.
So we just share the information with them.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to get in the middle of everything.
No.
What are you looking forward to the most in 2024?
Oh, man. You know, growing the concierge part of the business, adding more to it. Yeah. It's just really exploding for us. So, you know, we've been talking to lots of corporations. We started before COVID, so we had to kind of pump the brakes. And then after COVID, everything blew up. So getting back to those ideas is what we're most excited about. So we had a really big fashion show, basically, clothing retreat that happened this fall. And it was a huge success. They're doing it twice next year now.
Wow.
So, and then we have an insurance company that's coming in. They're bringing all their top agents down. So we're putting that together right now.
That's
so
wonderful.
Those types of things. And we do it on the shoulder of the season.
Yeah.
So we don't do it during season. So it's another benefit to our homeowners. During a time period where they're normally not going to see tourists, we're booking, you know, 7-10 days. So very exciting.
That is an interesting point in hotel mind. I'm sure you're thinking this too. Like the group segment. Like I worked with a lot of religious groups and a lot of sports groups and a lot of things like that. But these homes are so large that you can do sales meetings and retreat, business retreats and church retreats and all these type of things. So it's like, I think that that's another piece of business that a lot of vacation rental and short-term rental companies haven't really tapped into. But to your point, they'll come in those shoulder seasons. Yeah. I mean, conventions time is the fall and the spring.
Absolutely.
And that's not when we're busy down here.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And then we have these homes that are right next to each other. So that's been kind of my strategy lately is to line these homes up next to each other.
Yeah.
Everybody's right there.
Yeah.
And then we've got the vehicle. So we have to drive me around or give me vehicles. That's easy to do.
That's really, really incredible. So you guys, for the next year, what is your growth strategy? I mean, are you planning on doubling in size? Do you look at like only adding 10 or 20 units a year? What is your plan for that? Or
We're going to get to 200 probably by the middle of the year. Uh-huh. And I think at that point, we're just going to kind of
level. That's a great number.
Yeah.
I think we just want to coast and kind of just, you know,
take it off. Fine.
I've always been choosy about my homes, but now we're even choosier, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So there's a certain model that we want in our portfolio.
Yeah.
There's some homes down here size-wise that are just saturated.
Yeah.
And now that we know what that is for our portfolio, that's really what we're
What does that look like? I mean, from a revenue size standpoint, like what is the perfect home for you guys?
The perfect home for us is, I would say, 6+ bedrooms with a pool, close to the golf, not necessarily on the golf.
Yeah.
But it's multiple family. And again, it's the corporations.
Yeah.
Anything 6-bedroom plus, I mean, they're already booking out. We have several homes that are near booked out for the high season next year and then have these corporate events coming.
And how do you guys handle maintenance? Because some of these homes, I mean, again, you have a family. I mean, I walked around this unit and there's a lot of bunks.
Yeah.
Which screams lots of children.
Right.
Yeah. So after like turning a home that quickly, do you have a break day in between your rentals?
We don't.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I'm married to MacGyver. So rents our maintenance program. And then Laura has been with me since day one and she runs our housekeepers. And most of our housekeepers we've had since we were a housekeeping and maintenance company.
That's amazing.
We didn't have to hire any help in the last couple of years. So we've had those housekeepers all this time. So everybody's in a good routine. So it's really nice to be able to depend on your people like that.
And that's such an important component of the business that people struggle with. So if you find something that works, that's...
You've got to take care of them.
Yeah.
Even if it's me, you know, going, okay, let's just go clean all the inside windows today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to keep them going during off season. You want to create as much work as you can.
Yeah.
But then that also goes into the, you know, planning these corporate retreats and bringing all that in. It keeps all of them working even longer.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's wonderful.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think too many people just think, okay, we got high and we got low, and yeah, not to think about how do we level it out to be steady all year. Yeah.
And we're seeing the shoulder seasons expand.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Over
yeah.
even the last, oh, I mean, I've been on board for, what, 18 months almost?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've seen a dramatic change as I look pre-COVID to what these shoulder seasons are doing and what potentials. And so
more people have seen, I think, you know, we live in this area, so we know the beauty of it. It's chilly today. But the golf is still gorgeous. The beach is
shopping and eating it, on the patio somewhere.
There's so many beautiful restaurants here. There's so many little great boutiques. There's so much charm. Grab a bicycle. Ride and
have a bonfire.
There are very few 38s in the country. There's not many destinations.
Thank goodness. Like
Do you have plans to expand outside of Thornton?
Yeah. It's one of those ideas that you have in the back of your mind. I would love to.
Yeah.
Absolutely love to.
Yeah. Just the Beach Girls brands, but like maybe with a different
beach bunnies.
Exactly.
Bunnies. Well, I have to say, I love your logo, and you mentioned it's a pinup girl, and my dad is a post World War II child, but he loves that whole era. Yeah. So I have to make sure I'd get him a sticker. It's funny. Yeah. I've seen the logo around, and I'm saying like, it's so nice to finally meet you, meet the woman behind it.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting us into this beautiful home.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. Absolutely. We're excited. The food is starting to smell like it's ready to consume. So we're very excited. But thank you guys so much for having us here today.
Great pleasure meeting you both.
That's great. For the new year too.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.